Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Well, before I go to make the reflection, I would entreat every one of you, when you come early to the church, please do well to come in front so that those who would come later would find an easy place to sit when they are coming in. They may come in when the readings are on and then they wouldn't want to disturb anyone, so you find them struggling to find a place. This is just a favor I'm making of you, making a request of you. Do me that favor, that when you come early, come a bit in front and leave some space behind. The back space should be for Elijah. Anyone who comes late should take that seat so that you don't have any disturbance, they don't have problems finding a place to sit. Today we are celebrating the first Sunday of Advent this year. Advent is always a time for hope, peace, and joy, and friendship. Yet, during the season of Advent, we have to acknowledge our weaknesses and ask the Lord for His love and mercy. Dear friends in Christ, today it is another season of Advent. It is a time we prepare ourselves spiritually to celebrate the birth of Christ in human form. It is a time to hope for salvation. This season also reminds us to prepare in a special way to celebrate our own personal encounter with the resurrected Christ in this life and at the hour of our death. Advent is a period of preparation for the birth of Christ. Advent as a period of preparation for the birth of Christ gives every one of us the opportunity to reflect on our present life in relationship to God and our neighbor. The scriptures chosen for our reflection today speak very closely to our minds. The prophet Isaiah takes our place to plead with the Lord God to not turn his back on us, to not leave us unattended to, and to not neglect us even though we are strong-headed and easily turn aside from the path that leads to life. Realizing how easily we are prone to departing from the path of holiness, Isaiah pleaded that if the Lord God would spare us a thought, he should tear the heavens open and come down. For when the Lord comes to dwell in our midst, all the peaks of evil among us would melt away like wax. He argued that when God hid his face from us, we were given up to the power of our sins. Through the message of the prophet, we all acknowledge that God is our maker and savior. He is the potter and we the clay, the work of his hands. And as if God were responding to the prophet, he promised to come to dwell among us in his Son Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah has spoken on our behalf, but Jesus reminds us to be alert and conscious of the type of life we live. If together with the prophet we cry out to God, pleading that he shows us his face, he will not delay in coming. However, we must be prepared to welcome him into our daily life. Therefore, Jesus said, be on your guard. stay awake, be alert, be watchful, for you never know when the time will come. Jesus teaches that we do not know when the Lord would break into our lives, neither do we know when the demand would be made of our souls. And since we do not know, we must be prepared at all times. We must stay awake. The question we have to ask ourselves as we begin the season of Advent is, when Jesus comes suddenly, how will he find me? Will I be prepared? Will I be caught in the act of sinning in the full glare of the Lord? It is due to the uncertainties involving our life here on earth that Jesus entreats every one of us to make a serious commitment to our love for a holy life. When taken by surprise, there is no way to make good the wrong life we might have led. Therefore, let us not be found to say, "Had I known." To avoid this, Mother Church has offered us this time of preparation to meet baby Jesus in Bethlehem and also to meet the resurrected Lord when he calls us before his second coming. It is a choice we have to make, a choice for turning away from evil and a choice for choosing to do holy things. Certainly there will be struggles and there will be challenges, but the effort we make is what God is looking at. Therefore, like the prophet, let us cry out and call God to break open or to tear open the heavens and come down to dwell among us and help us to be sincere and genuine in our relationship with him and with our neighbor.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.